And so what I would, if I was Jaylen Brown, I would help him understand that, like, hey, this is a part of the business. It's a little tough when it's with your first team, a team that you've accomplished so much, but your team's job is also to field calls. And if they can get Giannis, then that's most likely what they would try to do. Now, they wouldn't give away everything, right? They wouldn't give away anything, but they would listen to calls for Giannis. And but one thing that I would say to Jaylen Brown is that as your career goes on, these are conversations that we'll have. You got traded or potentially got traded for Giannis. This wasn't a package deal and a young all-star. This is one of the all-time greats. And it's kind of like Anthony Davis getting traded for Luka. Hey, it's Luka. You got to understand.
All right. It's Rich Shirtley, Ken Laird, Christian Arcana, 937 WEEI, 617-779-7937. That was the voice of Richard Jefferson. And he, listen, I'm sure he's a perfectly nice guy. That was idiotic. But
should be thankful, Rich.
That was absolutely idiotic. Hey, you know what, Jaylen? You should be happy we tried to trade you. I mean, it's for Giannis. You know, Giannis is really good. Jaylen Brown thinks that he's the greatest player on the planet because he was up for MVP. Like, he's, oh, wow, I should be flat. You know what? After all, thank you for trying to uproot me against my will and move me to Milwaukee, you right. effers. Like, Richard, that is the dumbest thing. You should be happy and thankful. As a matter of fact, you should give me a Vermont teddy bear and an edible arrangement while you're at it.
And it's the fifth time they've done it.
Like, yeah, right.
In 5 years. It's not like it's, well, it just happened to be once in a million player here.
And you know what? Richard Jefferson's not the only one I've heard say that, too. You know what? That's how you smooth it over. You say you should feel that, like, grateful.
You're welcome.
That you're on the same plane as Giannis. And Jaylen Brown's saying, of course I effing am. We've both got a championship. I was MVP of the finals. Mother effer.
Why don't you flatter Tatum and put him up for trade? You know?
That was really dumb.
Yeah. People are just grasping. He's gone. I mean, Terp is so wrong. I know Terp believes they can smooth it over. There's no smoothing it over. 2-year extension is not going to be enough.
Let's go to Tommy on line three. Tommy, what's going on, my man?
Yes, good afternoon, guys.
What's up, buddy?
I've been watching your show for 20 years.
Ooh,
and
wow,
a
wow.
first time caller.
All right. Oh, that's, listen, I've been
appreciate the loyalty.
In this chair for 20 years, yes.
Okay, am I supposed to be talking to you? Or
sure, yeah.
No, you don't have to. You can think to me. I can probably read your thoughts.
No. Okay, listen. I love Jaylen Brown. I love the way he plays. I love his blue-collar attitude and his work ethic. And he's from the beginning of the first quarter to the end of the fourth, he plays the best that he can. He never gives up. If he's upset, he has a right to be. Nobody wants to be peed off the way he was. Don't be trading this guy and pushing this guy around. He's an MVP runner-up to the MVP. He could have almost could have had that. But the guy plays hard every night.
Tommy, I can't disagree with you. Tommy, I think that he is somebody that is, you know, he does play hard. He has not mastered as much of the game as Jason Tatum has. At least, when I watch Jason Tatum play, he seems like a complete player. But I do know that there are times where Jaylen Brown has, like, that dog. Like, you know, he's a guy that will drive it to the hole. Like, he's somebody that can be aggressive when need be. I like him. And as I said, if he ends up going to another team, I guarantee you, as Celtics fans, you're going to sit and watch him next season, and he is going to have an all-time season. And it's going to piss you off.
Like a Schwarber effect. You'll just watch him hitting home runs.
Yeah, and you'll be like, why can't we get players like that? You're going to be sitting there getting pissed off because also he's going to be motivated. He's going to be motivated to show the world that he can take over a team and he can, like, bring, I don't know, the Atlanta Hawks or whoever it is that he'd get moved to.
Maybe, but doesn't it also seem like this was his best year, what we just saw? Doesn't it seem like his trade value right now is as high as it's ever going to be?
You would think.
Like, he goes to another team, he might have a good year, but is it going to be better than this past year?
He's still
this
in
seemed
prime.
Like a special year to him.
You know what? I think, yeah. Because if he had a better team around him, he didn't have a very good team around him this past year.
True.
That's fair.
If he had a better team around him, then yeah. And you know what? Maybe he wouldn't be. Maybe his numbers might not be as great because there were so many times where he had to kind of take over. And take over these games because sometimes he was the guy.
That's what made it his favorite year.
Yeah, I know. That is. And that's another reason to just kind of roll your eyes and be like, man. And as I said, it's like he's so underrated because of that garbage. People hear that and it affects their vision of, of what he actually is on the court.
Well, let me ask you this. So tonight is the draft. Obviously, we had Jeff Goodman on. He was talking about the tiers of the draft, right? Like first through fourth, and then fourth through 10, and then there's a drop-off.
Yeah.
You could, if you're trading with Atlanta, get their eighth overall pick, or the Clippers, the fifth overall pick. Would that interest you at all, plus other stuff?
For Jaylen Brown, no.
Jaylen Brown, that, like a player?
No,
like
I want a star. I want a star player. I don't want picks. We're not rebuilding.
Darius Garland and the fifth pick.
I mean, that's a good one. I mean, that's pretty good.
I don't know.
But I wouldn't do it. No, I wouldn't do it.
It's just now you're taking the best situation out there. If it's beyond repair, you know.
I'm hearing so many reports now that this is a thing that'll be done within 24 hours, and that there's going to be this bidding war and all. And now I've never been more convinced that he's going to be on this team.
Really?
Yeah. I think you're going to have the two J's. I don't even doubt it now.
Well, what are the odds? 44%.
44.
So 56% chance he's going somewhere
else. Sometimes, 50-50. That's what Simmons said.
I guess 50-50. So. You just hear so much of it that I'm at the point where I'm like, that's not going to happen now. Now it's not going to happen. And I don't believe this. There's now, oh, we've passed the point of no return. No, you haven't.
Yes, we have.
He's the Rubicon.
Passed the Rubicon.
He's been offered up so many times.
Rich.
He's used to it.
Ship has sailed.
He is the Tom Brady of being offered up in trades and not getting traded.
Cat's out of the bag.
He literally, I mean, this happens all the time.
That's
all
how right. Brad Stevens smooths it over. Be like, we'd never actually traded you, you know. We may have offered a lot.
We just
didn't
do it for fun.
Actually trade you. You
right.
Know?
You should be used to this.
We just do it for fun to F with the entire league. Let's go to Chris on line two. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on the Jaylen Brown. And I think feelings have been hurt. It's gone on. I don't think it can be fixed or anything. I think it's kind of like the J.D. Drew situation, where J.D.'s a great ball player or really good ball player, but he doesn't have the Boston emotion. And what Jaylen said as far as, you know, the best season ever, I think let him have his own team, and, you know, he wants to hang 35 and you know, perhaps win, perhaps lose, but, you know, he can be the number one. He can, you know, get all the shine and everything. But I think that the tour in Boston's over.
And Chris, and a lot of people agree with you. A lot of people, matter of fact, a lot of the talking heads we've had think that that's it. And we've seen this happen with Jaylen Brown. Not to this extent. This is definitely a little more public than the other ones.
Do you think he has to meet with Tatum? Like, get those two in a room and be like,
Tatum's got nothing to do with this. I honestly think Tatum's got nothing to do with this. I honestly do. Now,
why don't you go on his Twitch stream? Come on, JT. Go on the Twitch
stream. Because JT is smart. Just stay out of this.
Yeah. Not now. Now you need him. If you want to save it, you need Tatum to come in and be like his buddy.
Yeah, Jaylen. Okay. Does Jaylen need Jason Tatum? Not need, but does it benefit him more to have him on the Twitch stream? Yeah. Does it benefit Jason Tatum at all? Absolutely not.
No.
Tatum is perfectly fine being a ghost.
If not,
right,
he's going to be playing with Trey Murphy and a bunch of other schlubs. So that it's going to benefit Tatum a lot.
Trey Murphy's on the bingo card today, apparently. Somebody just won. All right. Somebody said blue collar attitude, Jaylen Brown. Ha ha ha, the dude's a punk. I don't think he's a punk. I just think that he unfortunately says stupid stuff in the moment, and then it just continues.
Do you think there'll be more Jaylen Browns, like more guys with a daily Twitch stream? Is this going to be the new
definitely
order of the world?
Yeah, because there's
teams won't put a stop to it.
There's money
this
to be
has
made.
Created problems.
Yeah, but there's money
look at
to be made.
All the podcasts there are. I mean, like,
but
yeah,
not
the
for
streams
active,
the next
not thing. Current players.
Sure,
though.
There's a bunch of Draymond Green.
Draymond's
a bunch of guys
it.
Have them.
What else?
There's other ones. I don't look it up, but I know that there's other active players who do have podcasts. I'll look them up for you right now. I know that that's a thing.
Search that. Jackson, look that up.
But I just think that there's money to be made. He wants to be an internet star, and you know what? Sometimes it leads to a career in broadcasting.
Money to be made, but it's like you're spilling locker room secrets. Like, what are you going out here and saying? You're causing problems for the team. That's not team code.
No, that's not.
It's weird behavior for a team.
I know. That is something that
Paul George has a podcast. Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart have a roommate show podcast. Michael Porter has a podcast. Lonzo Ball, CJ McCollum, D'Angelo Russell. A bunch of guys have podcasts.
All right, nice.
Thanasis Antetokounmpo has a podcast.
Thanasis.
Oh, wow.
It's called Thanalysis.
Thanalysis. Whether or not they truly get along. All right, 617-779-7937. We are not going anywhere. We'll be back in just 2 minutes.